Now, it's time for a little R&R.
Ball into the bucket, lays it up and in.
Ball game, Rizzo!
Live in the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, this is Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3.
This team is going to be tough when they finally get it together.
Sit back and relax. Let Russo and Rizzo take you home.
Oh, mercy!
The 30th of October. What does that mean? It's a very special somebody's birthday today. Happy birthday to you.
Good song choice, Christian.
Happy birthday, dear Rizzo. Come on. Woo, woo. Mike's 25th birthday.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Here we go. Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3. Happy birthday, Mike.
Thanks, bro.
How you doing?
It.
How you feeling today?
Good. Now, I made a request to the office. Now, you know, first off, love my GKB family. So nice. You know, we sing happy birthday, the whole thing. Love that stuff. I made a request, though. I needed you to get your own thing of cookies so you weren't eating every. Did you get your box of cookies that I ordered for you?
I did, yeah.
Okay.
So we do for each birthday in the office is we get cookies, brownies, something that somebody wants to celebrate with, and then everybody gets a little sweet treat to celebrate their birthday.
And I personally, you know, think that if you don't eat your own cake or your own dessert on your birthday, that's bad luck.
That is bad luck.
But I wanted to make sure that, you know, Colin wasn't digging in on anybody else's cookies. So I got your own box of cookies. Now, Christian, did you get your fill of Halloween sugary cookies today?
Yeah, I had one for myself, and then someone took a bite of one and put it back in the tray. I had the second half of that one, too.
Nice.
So Thursday's a good day for the birthday to fall on, though, right?
Time out. Who the hell is taking a bite of a cookie and putting it back? That's a whole other issue. In
someone itself. In the office.
Fair
I don't
and,
know.
And you're okay with that. You're okay with just, you know.
I needed to make it a point of principle that was not going to prevent me from eating the other half.
Nice.
Like, you can't stop me.
And maybe they broke it off. You like to think someone broke it off instead of taking a chomp.
I would believe that.
But yeah, so Thursdays, yeah, I mean, any time, like, growing up when it was on the weekend for Halloween, like, you know, it was always the bash at the Rizzo house for Halloween. You know, we'd celebrate my birthday, all my friends would come over, it was awesome. This time around, you know, being 31 years old now, Auntie Lo, my godmother, Auntie Lo, she's down here with my Uncle Jay, so we're going to get dinner tonight. And then I told you my dad's coming down tomorrow, the family's coming down tomorrow, so we're going to have fun. We're going to have a lot of fun. Looking forward to it, and you know, just another birthday under the notch. I can't believe them, you know, and people that are
25.
Older, people that are older than me, obviously, you know, are going to tell me how young I am. But honestly, I cannot believe I'm 31 years old. So, like, but yeah, you know, Christina Costanza, you can hear on the happy hour, she said, you know, 31's a new 25. That's what I'm going with today. 31's a new 25.
Are you a celebrate birthday guy?
No, not at all. I came in late. Fashionably late today to maybe avoid the whole singing and everything, but after it happened, I'm glad we did it.
Showing up late to work, considered late fashionably late.
Yeah. I was because like Mike Jones, another one of our great teammates here. He goes, "We'll celebrate at 12:30." I was not here at 12:30, my friend. But we ended up celebrating. And granted, we've had a long couple of days too. Or, you know, Brian understands it, but got here at 1:30, did the whole song and dance, and it was fun. Now,
do you like the extra attention?
Not really.
I think you do.
You think I
deep
do?
Deep down. Yeah. Who doesn't like a little birthday
attention?
I don't like when they sing to you. I think when they sing to you, it's a waste of time.
Yes, you like it.
You like that?
Amongst
I don't need to be serenaded.
I told you I showed up fashionably late because I didn't want to do it.
I don't need to be serenaded. I think that's weird.
And then we did it. And then we did it, and I was happy we did it. It seemed like everybody was really happy to do it. So, like, you know.
Everybody's happy to celebrate you, Mike.
That got me happy. That, you know, I people that care about me in the office. But I said after 30, like, you don't want him to come anymore, right? It's like, you really don't want him to come anymore. I mean, after you turn the big 30, God forbid 40, you know, in about 9 years. But
I think you want to turn 40, though.
Why?
Because if you don't make it to 40,
that would mean something drastic.
Yeah.
Happened.
Okay. Yeah. Well, geez.
It's not the God forbid 40.
Listen,
God
coming,
willing 40.
Listen,
it's coming whether you like it or not.
We're getting to 40.
It's my guy, coming whether my guy, you like
Doc,
it or not.
My guy Doc Gallo at Menzoy Medical is going to make sure we get to 40. All right. Go check him out on North Dixie. But
what's the God forbid age? Like, I don't want to make it to 110. That's what I would say. You know, like, I'm okay.
Here's the thing. If I have, like, a beautiful family and I got grandchildren, great grandchildren, I want to live, you know, as long as I can to get to know them.
Have you ever seen a 100-year-old operate?
Yeah. My Pa Amaro was watching the Indians until he was 101 years old at the nursing home. I'd go after basketball practice and watch him.
Anything home. Nursing home. I don't need to go to a nursing home. You know
I kind of do.
Those places are?
No way. Dude, my great-grandfather, he lived in a hell of a facility. When you wake up and you eat, you play bingo. Listen, I told you I come from a family of gamblers, okay? Poker. I mean, geez, my grandfather was hustling these people for all their money at the time. I think it's cool. Like I said, if I have something to live for, like getting to know my grandkids or nieces and nephews, you know, like, hell yeah, I want to live as long as I can. And I got to know my great-grandparents. I thought that was cool. Not a lot of people get to know, you know, their great-grandparents and be able to have a relationship with them. That's why, like, you know, rest in peace to my pappy. Like, that's why it was like when my grandfather died at 70, it was like, my God, you know, because my great-grandfather, his dad was still alive. So, like, you know, that was tough for all of us. But, yeah, I want to live as long as I can, Christian. Absolutely.
You say that now. But
I was going to say, 100-year-olds, it's a very much assisted living.
What, so like I'm begging to get taken out back like Old Yeller? Like, no, I'm trying to live as long as I can here.
I get it. But there's like, it's quality of life. You got to think about at a certain point, too.
Yeah.
I'm here for a good time, not a long time.
Nothing wrong with a little existential crisis on a Thursday at 4 p.m. But nonetheless, 31. You got a big weekend planned? What's going to happen?
Yeah, you know, Dad and some family are here, so we're going to hang out. I'm going to watch the Ohio State-Penn State game with him on Saturday. I got Inter-Miami at 7:30, but, you know, my it's a solo trip for my dad, too. You know, he came down because he had to do, you know, my sister, she had car issues. He had to go to Dallas, do that. And, you know, they're going to fly out here. So we're going to have a lot of fun.
They have a whole family in town, essentially.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Auntie Laura, Uncle Jay, too. My dad's sister, Auntie Laura, my godmother. So, you know, it's going to be a fun time. I am in Pahokee tomorrow. Looking forward to that, by the way. That Muck Bowl is going to be something good.
5 p.m.
Glades, one loss. Pahokee, two. You know, three losses between the two teams. They're good teams. So I'm looking forward to that. But we're going to figure some stuff out. Have fun Sunday. Don't have off Sunday. So we're going to have a lot of fun here in South Florida. And I always say, Christian, the weather turns to crap at my birthday at home. My mother called me this morning. She goes, Mikey, it's 30 and wind. I said, I told you. Every year, like clockwork, when my birthday comes, that's when the weather goes in Cleveland.
Wait, so was it just a coincidence that your dad showed up this weekend?
To celebrate his son or to celebrate the weather?
To be fair, I kind of outed him saying he wanted to get out of going to maybe Auntie Eileen's or whatever. He had to get my sister a new car. My sister's car was janked up, and he got my sister a new car. So
wait, so that's why he's here?
Went to Dallas.
That's why
and
he went
you're
to
already
Dallas.
In Dallas. Tomato, tomato. Right. It's over to West Palm.
To be fair to him, it is the Browns.
I would do the same thing.
It is the Browns.
I'm
bye
going
week.
Down to San Diego. Let's get and over listen, down to
my dad's like
South Florida.
My dad's proud of us, you know, for the jobs that we have and stuff. So like, yeah, he wants to come visit us. You know, he wants to be able to enjoy his daughter being in Dallas and, you know, the best weather in the country here in West Palm Beach when it comes around October and November.
Are you expecting gifts?
No, I'm not. We stopped doing the gifts. So my mother, I told you, she got me a new pair of shoes, the Hokas. They're fantastic. And I actually think she's into...
No names, please.
But I think Whipper G3P, the bot name in the chat, says, happy birthday, Mikey, out of your Hokus fit. I'm pretty sure that's my lovely mother, Wendy, who I talked on the phone with about an hour and a half today. So, yes, Mom, they fit great, and they're awesome. But, like, you know, my money, right? I still get money.
I don't want gifts, but I'll take money.
But, like, you know, my grandmother's old school, and... Like clockwork, she would give all of her grandkids $100 on their birthday. And I walked up to my mailbox today, and there was a card and a check for $100 from Grandma Carol. That's like, you know, that's something she's been doing since, you know, she's had grandkids.
All right. So spending money this weekend.
But it's funny because her mother did the same thing to my dad, Tony, when, you know, he was at OU. And granted, it wasn't $100. It was $20. It was like $100 back in the day. So, like, you know, old traditions still live.
You're not expecting anything from your siblings. Your siblings are going to be here. You're not expecting anything from
them? No, God, no. My sister and I, we have the handshake that we don't get each other anything at any holiday or whatever. Like, we're good with not getting each other anything. Completely okay.
Even during Christmas.
Even during Christmas, we have the handshake deal of, we're young and up and comers. I don't have any money to begin with. I don't need to spend $150 on a gift on you. Perfect. Love you, sis. We have that handshake.
What about your older brother?
He's different because he actually has a lot of money and he will get very sensitive. he will get very
sensitive.
Like
a 31st birthday and a pay raise.
But he's easy. All I do for Joe every Christmas is new Arsenal gear. He's a Gunner fan, a Gunner fan. Like,
easy to please.
I get him the new pullover that he could wear around Cleveland. He's very easy. I always give my parents something. I can't. I mean, geez, you know, they've done so much for me. And then my Uncle Patrick, who I'm very close with, always give Pete something too. So
right.
Everyone else is kind of understands. But like, yeah.
Not expecting a lot of gifts this weekend.
No, and I am old enough to where, you know, my birthday present this year was my brand new Nintendo Switch. You know what I mean? Like, I got myself my present this year. Yeah.
Yeah, you're at the age where you get yourself a gift.
Exactly. I got myself the brand new Switch in Pokemon Legends EA. By the way, I'm starting to climb up the ranks.
Nice.
In rank battle.
Are you a buy yourself Christmas birthday gift guy, Christian?
Not consciously, but I realized last year I kind of did that.
I don't splurge on my birthday.
But like the big thing for our family is like we like to get together. We like to go out and get a nice dinner. Like my Uncle Jay and Aunt Laura, they told me they were going to be here 2 months ago saying, hey, you know, we're going to have a great dinner and this and like. It always seems like someone in the family is always with one of the grandkids when it's a birthday. And, you know, my cousins, even in Cleveland, too. They'll go out to Delmonico's, get a giant steak. I mean, dude, listen, it wouldn't be a Rizzo birthday if you didn't have a 40-inch, you know, ribeye in front of you, stuffing your face. I mean, you've been out to eat with my family. You know how much we eat. So, like, you guys hear my Chipotle order and you're ready to, you know, call an ambulance, okay? You know, we could eat. So, like, that's a big thing. Did you eat? You know, got to make sure you eat on your birthday.
And you got a nice email throughout the office. Oh, yeah. And I wrote good answers for you,
It was great. Now,
so they ask us three prompts.
Christian, I had a problem with one thing. I had a problem with not being a part of the bank heist. I had a little issue with
that.
One
of them was, what would Mike's role be in a hypothetical bank heist? Who is he, the leader, planner, driver, main guy? What is he? And nobody wanted you near the heist.
No one wanted me near the heist, but like I'd be a great getaway driver because I am a good driver. But the sad part is you two start laughing. One of my first days on the job, you know, we went to Kaiser University. And shout out Chris Swagger, he joins the show. AD of the year.
Yep.
AD of the year, Chris Swagger. That's our guy. But one of the first days on the job, I drove the truck and I might have went to the wrong gate. And made a scene. Not made a scene, but like, you know.
You just drove on the wrong side of the road for a couple seconds.
It's like, Riz, how the hell did you, that's not the entrance. That's where people exit kind of thing. So after that happened, everyone thinks I'm a terrible driver. Like Christina, when we went to Fort Lauderdale yesterday
Christina
for that beautiful.
Costanza, yep.
You could hear on Theoretically Speaking, the happy hour at 3 o'clock. I just, you know.
She thinks you stink at driving.
And she thinks I'm going to get in the car and just helplessly poop my pants and not know what to do behind the wheel. So like, you know, I have an issue with that because I actually am a really good driver.
I knew it.
I pride myself at being a very good driver too. So like, you know, that one stinks, but you just gotta wear it. You know, you're not gonna win every battle.
Just so you know, that was not message received to Tina. I told her that hurt. Like, Mike takes pride in his driving.
I do.
Mike takes tremendous pride in his driving as a part of his who he is.
Shtick. Call it 4 days. It's part of my shtick.
Hey, you like driving. Yeah. I think you're a fine driver.
Yeah.
I think you're a great driver. You're a fine driver.
When I have people in the car, I'm not as aggressive as I should be, if that makes sense.
You're not as aggressive as you usually are.
Exactly. If I have an audience, I'm a little more cautious.
As you should be.
But
it comes off as too passive.
Exactly.
And weak.
But like when I'm solo, man, I mean, geez, I'm like every other maniac on 95. Okay. Sadly.
There's no great drivers on 95.
No. And, you know, living in Illinois and now driving on 95, I have no
patience.
Don't
tell me you're picking up habits.
I have no patience for anybody anymore.
Don't tell me you're picking up
habits.
How about this, Christian?
I'm on Okeechobee today. You know, the railroad crossing, right before you get to Sapodilla when you want to go left. I'm at the railroad crossing.
That's a godforsaken light.
Okay. And you know how long it is. I'm in the left lane because I'm a good citizen because I know I'm going straight and I need to get left once I pass a railroad crossing. What does No Names Police service truck try to do all the way on the right? He tries to cross every single lane and just parks his car. So I'm like, all right, I'll just go in the other lane. 50 cars whizzing by. Guy makes me miss the light. And I'm like, it's my birthday. I'm not going to lay on the horn.
The guy should not turn because it's your birthday.
No. But like he stopped all of traffic so he could get over and take a left at the railroad crossing. And forgive me. I forget what the street is at the I only drive every day. But I forget what the intersection street is at the railroad tracks.
Now, is it possible that this truck can't make sharp left-hand turns?
Christian, he was in the wrong lane. and then he went to go get in the left-hand turning lane to go left. He was in the right lane. He cut off everybody.
The truckers are a nightmare.
I am the one.
Furthest right-hand
lane? Furthest right-hand lane. And he realizes, oh, crap, I got to make a left here. Stops three different lanes to get over. And my lane was the last one to stop. But granted, I'm going 45, and this guy's coming over, so I slam on the brakes. I'm like, go. And then the people in the lane that are turning left aren't letting him through. So he's like, hand out the window, like, thank you, like trying to get over. And then I missed the light.
What if it was his birthday?
That's why I said.
That's
take
what
a
you
breath.
Said.
I said, you know
said.
What? The old Mike Rizzo, go, what the hell are you doing? Lay on the horn. No.
It's your day.
Take a breath. Relax, as Obi-Wan says in episode 2. Relax.
You know what you should do?
Take a deep
Obi-Wan
breath.
Obi-Wan was the only one who said relax, take a deep
take
breath.
Take a deep breath. Remember when the changeling, when Sham runs she ran in there, sir. Relax. Take a deep breath, Annie. That's what I needed to tell myself.
Mike loves his birthday. The fact that you thought about your birthday when someone cut you off, I needed to hear.
What? I'm going to be an idiot on my birthday? If it was any other day, I'm laying on the horn. But, like, you know.
You want to be a good citizen on your birthday and only
just,
on your birthday?
You know, I don't know.
Now you want to.
And he liked when people sang to him, which is like Mike Collins
the
said,
trucker,
the worst
trucker
part of
arm out the window after as he cuts you off. Happy birthday, Mike! And then,
what is this, the Truman?
Thanks, trucker!
Exactly. Like, some Truman Show vibes. Truman
How do you
Show
know
vibes.
That?
Everyone's in on it.
How one do you know that?
One of the funniest movies I watched in college was the Truman Show. Granted, it might not have been sober for it, to say the least, watching the Truman Show, but we thought it was hysterical at the time. But yeah, that is true. He's a Truman Show kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So. You get more people just celebrate. I agree. I think you like your birthday.
And we took a shot.
Mike, we
took a shot. Let's get into this.
Here we go.
We did take a shot today.
I'll concisely add
some
context.
Get some context real quick.
HR Anna, who works with us, she is a single woman who just made a new friend, and her new friend is, I don't know, let's throw a name out there, Lisa. So
no names, please. That's her name.
This is a fake name.
No names,
please. This is a fake name. Lisa is one of HR Anna's friends. Mike Rizzo thinks Lisa is attractive. Mike Rizzo wants to, you know, shoot a shot. Hey,
go
reach,
for a cup
reach
of
out.
Coffee. Cup
let's go out for a date. I'm interested. Whatever. Applies some interest, gets nothing back in the form of a follow request on social media. That is the way that Mike, quote, shot a shot.
Well, yeah.
And she did not follow back.
Anna,
and this is after Anna said, hey, coworker thinks you're cute.
Correct. And give Anna credit. She did, you know, go out of her way and say that. And then what this hypothetical person had, or not hypothetical,
Lisa.
Or what this... Lisa, there we go. Thanks. What Lisa had to say was, he's cute, but I'm in my I hate men face.
Fast forward 1 week. Lisa and HR Anna go on a bizarre trip to Nashville, meeting up with two strangers from New York and have a weekend in Nashville going to Broadway. Fine. We hear that HR Anna and Lisa might be going on a helicopter with, again, new strangers to the Keys. As in the Florida Keys.
Correct.
So Mike Rizzo does not have a helicopter. Mike Rizzo does not have a helicopter's license. Mike Rizzo probably does not have access
Christian,
to a helicopter.
Christian, I laid it out. You know, and Anna's like, Riz, it's your birthday. I'm going to do you a solid. I'm going to record a video of you, and I'm going to send it to Lisa. Sell yourself, and I'll send the video to Lisa.
Elevator pitch. That's life.
Absolutely.
This is sales.
For sure.
Everything is sales.
Absolutely.
Sell yourself.
In so many words, you know, I said, listen. Apparently, this is the only way I can get a hold of you. All right? That's how I started off. I said, apparently, it's the only way I can get a hold of you. Let's make one thing clear. No helicopters. No money for an Airbnb. I'm a pretty good guy. Just give me a shot. That's all I said. You know?
Sent over.
I think I might have even said, hey, let's get a cup of coffee or something. You know? Perfect. You know, I love being caffeinated.
Our problem with HR Anna was HR Anna did not even unlock the keys at the gym to allow Mike to shoot a jumper. Now, you got a jumper.
Yeah.
You got a shot. Might be half quarter. Not a bad shot.
And I asked her, I said, Anna, doesn't this seem a little, you know.
A little desperate?
But she goes.
It's your birthday.
But she goes. She said, Mike, I think it's great. And she knows Lisa.
You know what I think it is? I think it's funny. That's what I think. I think it's amusing.
And then
you don't take yourself too seriously. I like it.
Like a clown funny?
Well, funny how?
Like
funny
a clown
how?
Funny?
You know what he said. He's a big boy. Well, yeah. Funny how?
But we, you know, it was a productive birthday. Showed up fashionably late.
No, circle back. So you shot the shot.
We haven't heard back.
Christian?
I I need to get off of theoretically speaking when these decisions are made. Christian, this would not have happened if I was looped in the conversation.
Why, though?
This was an awful, 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 one more time, awful idea.
Was it because I don't have a helicopter and I'm not spending 10 grand on an Airbnb to fly two girls?
I love this idea. Go ahead.
Mike, it reeks of desperate.
It's not desperate. It's the only way to get a hold of her, apparently.
Mike, come on now. In the day and age where if she wanted to have any interest, she would have showed any interest.
You might be onto something. The Instagram was, you know, only...
It had some persistence. Yeah. I mean, like, there's so many people who got denied on the... trying to get a first date out of it, and then that ends up getting married to the guy.
And listen, from what I've seen from, you know, ex-boyfriends of hers that HR Anna has shown... Listen, all right, I don't... You know, I might not be her type, but at the same time, you know, take a shot.
And I don't want to take a shot in a negative sense to a friend of one of our coworkers here, but Mike, this seems to be a... relationship not worth pursuing if she's getting flown out and that's the way to get to her. Because I don't think that's the way you want to woo
women. So you don't think it's the right person, Christian?
I don't think this makes sense. I think you're setting yourself up to get hurt for what? For someone who seems to be very materialistic.
I love this. I'm legitimately proud that you shot that shot.
Yeah, I am too.
I can't not. You're going to get closure out of it, and I can't knock you for trying. And I think any other person would see that and think, this is somebody who is funny, doesn't take themselves too seriously. And you know what? It's a half-court shot. Might work.
And Mike's mom, please jump back into the YouTube chat. Please tell me if you agree with me. And let me know what side you are on.
Hey, because I think, video. Hey, let's go out for a cup of coffee.
Dude, my mom's awesome. Like, she would definitely say, good. You know, you I'm gauge, happy that he did it.
Gauge your siblings.
My mother's
this
trying
weekend.
To marry. You got to realize
see
too.
What your siblings
my,
say this
my
weekend.
Mother's trying to marry me off tomorrow, all right, to have grandkids. See what, okay, see what so do not ask her.
See what your siblings say tomorrow. See, when they're in town, shoot that story to them.
My sister will hate it. My brother will love it.
All right.
I just have a feeling that that video is just going to be sent around to group chats with other friend groups, and I don't want that for you. That
I
seems,
don't think so.
It's not anything
and
bad.
Also, like, it yeah, it's funny. Funny. It's nothing funny. Bad.
It's nothing bad.
But I think that
it's funny. You just think it's a bad look for the brand. You think it's a bad look for the brand.
I think, Mike, you're an eligible bachelor, and you could get a lot of different types of women, and I don't think this type of woman makes sense for you for a plethora of reasons.
We'll see. We'll see. I wanted to pursue it, though, you know? I wanted to take a shot, and that's what we did. And give Anna credit.
Amen.
Listen,
that's all
listen,
you know.
Listen, I want to give HR Anna credit.
I'm not going to knock you for trying.
We were hard on her for the ridiculous Nashville thing, as we should have been. But she, you know... You're
surrounded by a bunch of enablers. Like, this is bad. Like,
well,
you have a bunch of yes
me.
Men.
You're looking
yes.
at me. You're looking at me.
Yes,
what did I
you
do?
Were there. You could
Yeah, of course. I encouraged
he
this.
He liked it.
I thought this was a great idea.
Colin encouraged this because he could use Mike's love life as a little bit of a proxy of his own. He doesn't want to do stuff like that. So,
he
you
would.
Know what? I know
Colin
someone
wouldn't.
Else who's young and single.
I'm retired. It's different.
You're
not allowed to be retired.
Let's flip the situation. Let's see if Colin's going to record a pitch video of himself to a woman. Who clearly didn't show
advice,
interest before.
Dump the retired thing, mate. You're 23. You're not retired.
I'll let you
from
know when I'm back
women.
In the game. I'll let you know.
Dude, you don't have the Iron Man excuse anymore. What is your excuse? Hang on, Colin's excuse
the
now.
The holidays are coming
hold
up.
Hold on. Colin's excuse now is that he's playing an instrument.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the excuse
to be determined.
Now. He's
we'll see.
He's too Paul focused on playing an instrument. Okay?
Mike, I think this is great. Yeah. I think that you're talking with Christian, who's been in a long-term relationship. We were about two president administrations ago where he's been single. And you're talking about...
Yeah, Obama was president when I was single. It's true.
And Theo Dorsey, who's been married and
Theo
I believe has been
it.
Dating
oh
his now wife
I was a little,
for
a,
also a
time.
Long period of
Christian,
time.
I was a little alarmed how bad Theo hated it, though.
Theo doesn't get it.
He had Theo's, game. But Theo, listen, no, Theo, give Theo credit. He had game back in the day. Theo had game. I'm not assuming. I know. Come on. Give Theo some credit.
Two administrations ago, Theo was single.
Give
two administrations ago, Christian was single.
I
can't listen to that.
I just listen. No, I trust the source. If Anna, who's friends with the, you know, Lisa, if she thinks it's a good idea, yeah. Why not?
It's your birthday, too. There's something about theme magic and mojo on your birthday.
I didn't yell at that guy at the light.
That's good karma number one, and here's good karma number two.
Yes.
Putting yourself out there.
Yes.
Mike, something's going to happen from this.
You work for good karma.
Something's going to happen from this. Something's going to happen from this. Now, Mike's in the game. Mike's actively looking for a girlfriend. Am I wrong?
You know.
If she's mean to you.
I'd rather find the person sooner rather than later. Absolutely.
Mike, if she's mean to you, let me know.
Younger. Huh?
If she's mean to you, let me know.
She won't be mean to me. If anything,
I'll ship her a box of glitter.
How I think this is going to go is she's going to see the video. She'll go like, ha, ha, ha. And then Anna and her will talk about taking a private jet to the Bahamas. And we're never going to talk about this again.
Or right, go viral on TikTok.
Which is fine. Which is completely okay.
Head up. Onward.
As Christian said, a single bachelor will figure it out eventually.
888-760-3776. Was this a bad move or a good move on Mike's birthday?
I'm going to be scrolling.
I love it. Go ahead, Christian.
So, re-describe what exactly Mike did.
What Mike did. I'll do it
verbatim.
All right, let's try it.
All right. Here's basically what it was verbatim. I was sitting down, you know, legs crossed.
On both knees, praying to high heaven.
There you go.
You don't need to break down.
I just said, listen, I go, apparently.
To a girl you're interested in, who you have not met.
Correct. I said, apparently this is the only way that I could get a hold of you. Ridiculous. I said, let's get a couple of things straight. No helicopters, no Airbnbs. All right, don't got that. Well, I am a good guy. We could go out and get a cup of coffee. You should give me a chance. That was it. That's it. Done. That's it.
I am going to be scrolling my phone, doom scrolling, a random Wednesday night,
and I'm going to come across that video. No helicopter, no Airbnb. But I'm a good dude. We should get some coffee sometime.
I can't see you.
Fear is a mile wide and an inch deep. You conquered it.
Conquered it.
Uh-huh. I love that.
Listen.
AKA.
He's dead wrong here.
He resorted to being a simp. That's what happened.
It's not a simp.
He's dead wrong.
I told her.
Recording a video.
I said, cutting a promo?
I said, no, he did not make it radio. That was one of the talking points. I'm going to say, Mike, do not make this like a promo.
This is ridiculous. I start off, I said, this is ridiculous. Apparently, it's the only way I get a hold of you. All right? It's ridiculous. It's not simp. I can't. No helicopter.
This is a win.
No Airbnb.
Mike, I'm telling you, not even just saying this, full support for me.
Thank you.
Full support.
Thank you, man.
Best case scenario is?
She comes out with a date with him.
Yeah.
Worst case scenario is?
Best case.
Yeah, she doesn't think it's funny and Mike never meets her. All right.
I told you.
It goes viral on social media.
That is the worst case scenario.
Yeah,
it's not going to go viral.
There's a non-zero chance that happens.
Even if, Mike, you know what?
Byproduct of it going viral, Mike's going to have people flooding his DMs saying, hey, I'll give you a chance.
Okay. Even if it does.
Now you're seeing the vision. You want to put himself out there. That's the ultimate hinge message that I've ever seen.
Like, here's my thing. Even if it goes viral, I am not ashamed of anything that happened in that video. Not ashamed of a single thing that I said.
He said, I don't have a helicopter. I don't have an Airbnb, but I do have a heart of gold. I'm going to keep it a buck.
I'm 31 right now, working my butt off in the industry. All right? Listen. I don't have the money to buy a $2.8 million boat yet. But I'll tell you what, darn it. Colin and I, one day we will. All right?
I have a heart of gold.
We will.
I have a heart of gold.
All right? Sober for 5 years straight. Got my priorities set. All right? I don't do the bull. All right? I'm too old to do the bull at 31 years old, too. Cup of coffee.
There we go.
Cup of coffee. Put it in perspective.
Speak it into existence, my friend.
That's it.
Go download it. Go ahead.
That's it. You know, go to the No Names Please coffee shop. Get a black coffee. Give me 15 minutes if you don't like me, got a free cappuccino out of it. Fair play to you.
I don't want this to happen to you, Mike. I don't. You're nice, Mike.
I think you're overreacting a bit.
I think he is as well. I think he's dead wrong. Okay. He's dead wrong. He's been out of the game. He doesn't get it.
I would not show up to work tomorrow if I hasn't been around the block.
It's been a while for Christian.
Well, Mike, see... Colin, you're all talk. It's real easy for someone else to do it and encourage it and antagonize for it to happen.
I will not lie. You're onto something. I will not lie.
Well, yeah, you just...
Yeah, you know, a lot of bark, not a lot of bite. Fine, fair game. Nonetheless, Mike, you did it.
Yeah. Imagine his buddy. Go talk to her. Come on.
888-760-3776.
I'm taking shots. Colin won't even get off the bench to take a shot.
You're talking about you can't make the basket, you don't take a shot.
Kids tell me he's retired at 23 years old. He's not allowed to do that.
Listen.
23? My God, me at 23?
Some of the best coaches were not good players. Keep that in mind.
You're saying what the worst that could happen when you just take a shot? Well, the ball could be spiked back into your face and break your nose. That could happen if you take a shot.
But yeah, like if this was like a, you know, if I had like my shirt off in the video being an idiot, like, yeah, sure, I'd be embarrassed about it. It's not the case here. I'm literally sitting down.
Good move. 888-760-3776. Number to get into the program. Was this a good move or a bad move? Was it an act of desperation or a, you know what? That's a fair shot. let us know. 888-760-3776. Go download the ESPN South Florida app today. You can listen to Russo and Rizzo. Listen to Theoretically Speaking. Listen to our extensive high school coverage, which we have right here on ESPN 106.3. Listen to the Dolphin games. We got Thursday Night Football tonight. Lamar Jackson back in action against a one-game win streak. Miami Dolphins tonight over down at Hard Rock. Listen to the Florida Panthers on their quest for a three-peat. Listen to Kaiser University football. It's all available on the ESPN South Florida app. Go download today for free on the App Store. We got to make our top 10 power rankings for the NFL. Coming up on the other side of things, it's Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3.
Let's get back to the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. This is Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3.
Russo and Rizzo on ESPN 106.3 with Colin Russo, Mike Rizzo, Christian Cat. We're streaming live on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter/X. ESPN West Palm, ESPN South Florida. Catch us there. Also on the ESPN South Florida app. Well, Mike, we got Thursday Night Football tonight, Amazon Prime. If you don't have Amazon Prime, you want to go watch it live with the fans, come join us tonight to watch some Thursday Night action.
And Florida fans from around, come on and join the ESPN West Palm Street Team and Miller Lite at Charlie's Bar and Grill in Stewart from Saturday from 3:30 to 5:30 to watch Florida take on Georgia. Now, Colin, you're going to that cocktail party up in Jacksonville. So Kyle will actually be on site. But if you aren't going to be at the game, you need somewhere to watch Florida and Georgia coming up this Saturday. 3:30 to 5:30 to watch Florida take on Georgia. Enjoy $10 pitchers and $15 buckets of ice-cold Miller Lite while watching the big rivalry game. Plus, enter for a chance to win Florida football memorabilia courtesy of Palm Beach Autographs while cheering on Florida at Charlie's. Must be 21 or older to participate, and please drink responsibly. Once again, Florida is taking on Georgia, and we want to see you guys with the ESPN West Palm Street Team and our good friends at Miller Lite at Charlie's Bar and Grill in Stewart Saturday from 3:30 to 5:30.
A lot of primetime opportunities. You got Florida, Georgia this weekend. You get the Miami Dolphins tonight over at Hard Rock. You can watch all of that around the area and especially at Charlie's Bar and Grill. All right, it's time for it. Let's put together a little bit of the power rankings ahead of the next week of NFL football. Let's do our top 10 presented by Good Greek Moving and Storage.
Who's moving up?
Eagles still best team in the NFL. You know that they're not distracted.
Who's moving down?
I'm down on the Packers. This is going to be a major problem. We'll see.
It's time for the Russo and Rizzo NFL Power Rankings. Presented by
Good Greek Moving and Storage. Your superhero movers.
Folks, go to GreekMoving.com. That is GreekMoving.com to find out more information on the best movers in town. I'm looking forward to also meeting up with my good friends at Good Greek Moving and Storage coming up in an Orlando Magic game soon. Got invited to go hang out with my guys at Good Greek. I am looking forward to that. Colin?
Number 10.
Our Week 8 power rankings for the NFL looked like this. Number 1 were the Indianapolis Colts. Number 2 were the Los Angeles Rams. Number 3 were the Detroit Lions. Number 4, Kansas City Chiefs. Number 5 were the Seattle Seahawks. Number 6 were the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Number 7 were the Packers. Number 8, Eagles. Number 9 were the Patriots. Number 10, the Bills. Number 11, the Broncos. Number 12, the Steelers. Those are our first two out.
Now, yes, and we got to make a couple hard decisions today.
Yeah, to have the Broncos leapfrog their way.
These teams right now have two losses. Patriots, Broncos, Bills, Buccaneers, Rams, Seahawks, Philly. I mean, the list goes on and on. Detroit, that's 17.
Well, let's think about
who
the teams
have two losses. Yeah. But hear me out on this, too, because the Colts have one loss. They're in it. The Chiefs, who have three, I think they belong in it.
Yes,
and the Packers, who have a tie and a loss, belong in it as well. So we're keeping a team out who only has two losses on the season. And we got to distinguish who that is going to be, Colin, at number 11.
All right, so first team out, what are you looking at here?
How much do you like? Let me ask you this question. How much do you like Seattle? You like Seattle a lot?
Seattle,
am I dead wrong
here's
there?
Here's the thing. Seattle didn't play last week, and they were number 4.
I just say the Patriots struggled with Cleveland in the first half, and they blew the doors off of the Brownies. I think the Broncos, with that win against, in my opinion, a pretty good Dallas Cowboy team, that was a statement win. They haven't blown anybody out like that really all year long. The Bills had, I mean, geez, Bryce Young. The Panthers stink. I don't even think Bryce Young played in that godforsaken game. But at the same time, 40 points from Buffalo. I can't sit here and say Buffalo deserves to be out. If anything, it might be Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay 6-2. They're going to be in it.
But Tampa Bay, that offense looked like crap. And Baker only threw 450 yards. We're trying to figure out that two-loss team that belongs out in our top 10 power rankings, talking about Good Greek Moving and Storage. My votes would be Seattle and Tampa Bay. Just from recency bias.
I could listen to Tampa because Tampa has had a bad 2 weeks. They didn't even play well. They got outgained by the Saints, and they still won.
I really like that Tampa team. I'm on their over this year. I like Baker Mayfield a lot. But that offense has looked like crap for about 2.5 weeks now. So
I'm fine with that. I if there's one to do, it's unfair to do Seattle. I think it has to be Tampa.
So I think at number 10,
this
should be the New England Patriots. Do you agree?
Yeah, the Patriots were 9 last week.
They keep playing bad teams,
but they have that Bills head-to-head win. I mean, the Bills didn't play anybody special. You know, they took down the Andy Dalton-led Panthers. So I'm actually okay with keeping the Bills exactly where they're meant to be, and or the Broncos. Broncos should be the one that moves up, because if we're moving down, let's circle back here. Last week, Tampa was at 6. Broncos were at 11. I think the Broncos deserve to move up because that was a good win over Dallas. A convincing win. I think Broncos should be at 10, and then you get into the Bills and Patriots territory.
Okay, so you want a 10.
Number 10.
You want the Broncos instead of the Patriots. I was going to throw the Pats there, but I'll live with that. Let's go Broncos at number 10, and that leads us into
number 9.
Once again, folks, this is our top 10 power rankings presented by my great friends at Good Greek Moving and
my
Storage.
Personal GreekMoving.com. Is this you put the Bills here? I don't, what 40 changed?
40 points, James Cook getting back on track.
I mean, the Patriots have killed everybody as well, and they've beaten the Bills in their building in that time frame. They built the 3 weeks
ago. I'm fine with that. I could live with
that. Right? Like, nothing changed.
I could live with that.
Yeah.
My problem is I think that was a massive get back on track game for Buffalo.
Totally.
Massive.
Totally. Totally. And they got the Chiefs this week, I believe, right? So because of that, I think we have an opportunity for them to really make a jump. So that's number 9, the Bills.
Let's do number 8.
Number 8.
Now,
I think this is where the Patriots are.
It has to be, because I don't think you're going to put the Patriots ahead of the Rams. I don't think you're...
Eagles looked good. The Packers looked good. Seattle didn't play.
As much as I wanted to take Seattle out for being idle, if we're going to stay true, they don't belong in front of Seattle. So let's go with...
Number 8.
The New England Patriots sitting at 8. All right, tough decision time coming up here with...
Number 7.
What are you thinking? Rams... Seahawks,
we had the Rams at 2
Eagles.
Last week. They just didn't even play. How are we really going to punish teams that much for just not playing? That's where I get. So the Lions, Rams, Seattle. How much can you really hurt them because they didn't play?
And then where do you put Kansas City on this list as well?
Kansas City, I think, is right there firmly at 4-3.
Okay.
Right in the same spot. Because I think the Lions are still... We're inconsistent because the Lions did lose them head-to-head, but...
The reason I think 7 is so tough is because you can put a plethora of teams here that we still have left. I mean, the Rams, 2 losses. Seahawks, 2 losses.
You know what?
Philly, 2 losses.
This is where you got to reward the Packers for winning at Seattle, so they're going to move up. And the Eagles beat the Giants, and you know what?
It was a ref show, but I get it.
So I'm fine with actually putting the Eagles here. I am.
Number 7.
You like that? Eagles here?
You're a little too high on Seattle for my liking.
The only team in the NFL that's top,
I probably would have put
top 5 in everything.
I think next
number
though.
6.
I think Seattle is 6.
All right.
I think
live with that.
I think Seattle is number 6.
So that means we have the Broncos at 10, the Bills at 9, Patriots at 8, the Eagles at 7, and Seattle at 6.
And now
number 5.
The 2 loss teams.
All right, so the teams we still have remaining.
Correct.
Are the Packers, Chiefs, Lions, Rams, Colts. Packers, Chiefs, Lions, Rams, Colts.
Do you want...
I would say Packers here.
5-1-1. Pretty good win.
Great win. Great win. As good as they've looked in a while, but that's just looking on this week.
You know, I
consider what last week looked like.
You know, I envy the Packers for the great small market team that they are.
I think Packers top 5 is not necessary. It's not a knock by any stretch.
Okay.
We'll
do 5 Green Bay, even though I did like that win at Pittsburgh. Let's go
number four.
Now we have that last week's ranking was Chiefs, Lions, Rams, Colts. The Rams and the Lions did not play. Did the Chiefs give them reason to move up?
I
can listen to that. Chiefs played, they didn't. All right, well, you're going to suffer a little bit because the Chiefs played good.
I think Rams here.
All right.
I think Rams here at number
4.
Number 4.
So number four is the Rams. Then we got three left, and we get the Chiefs, Lions, Colts.
Now,
we
talk a lot about head-to-head.
We do. We screwed over the Chiefs last week by putting them underneath the Lions.
And the reason we have New England ahead of the Bills is because New England won the head-to-head comparatively with the same amount of losses with two. I think this is a different case study, though.
Because it was also in Arrowhead.
And it's Kansas City.
It was in Arrowhead. I mean, the Patriots did win in Buffalo.
I think here, Kyle.
Number three.
I think it's the Lions. I do.
Because they didn't play last week and the Chiefs had a good win. I can even listen to that.
And the Chiefs hit.
You know what?
I
can listen to that.
And the Chiefs beat them face up. And I think if we're going to stay consistent, we got to reward some of these teams at the top, or rather in our top 10, presented by Good Greek Moving and Storage.
Yeah, whenever the team gets their bye, they get hurt a little bit. They don't get hurt a little bit, but you can't have them plummet. It's not fair.
So number two.
Number two.
It's got to be the Chiefs.
Yep.
Number one.
Number one.
I mean, at this point, Indianapolis is an absolute wagon.
Absolutely.
They're an absolute. And listen, I know the Tennessee Titans stink. But Jonathan Taylor, I mean, geez. Everyone, you know.
Getting MVP votes at this point.
Everyone freaked out. You know, Saquon Barkley had one of the best running back years we've seen in the last 30 years. Could Jonathan Taylor be sniffing records this year with how great the Colts have been playing? So, yeah, number one.
Number one.
Got to be Indianapolis. Kyle, one, Colts. Two, Chiefs. Three, Lions. Four, Rams. Five, Green Bay. Six, the Seahawks. Seven, the Eagles. Eight, New England. Nine, Buffalo. 10, the Broncos. And partner, who were our 12 and 11?
First team out was Tampa. Second team out were the Chargers.
So Tampa getting penalized for winning.
Bad game. That was the worst game of the week.
Yeah, it was.
That was the least deserving game of the weekend.
They're lucky that they played Tyler Shook.
If they played a halfway decent team with their head on straight, they would have lost that game.
That was
based on how they played. But I'm okay with this. The thing about it is we got to set some standards here because, you know, the Chiefs beat the Lions head-to-head. It was in Kansas City, but they did beat the Lions head-to-head. You can't do it for every time because the further we get into the year, the more these teams are going to play each other. And this has been such a parity-ridden year in the NFL that the more you're going to see, well, they beat this team, but they lost to that team. So that's where, you know, the Patriots and the Bills are a division rival, and the Patriots have looked better throughout the entire season, more so than the Bills have. The Bills just have a little bit more name, brand recognition, a little bit more experience. But the Patriots have looked better to this point, which is why I give Seattle credit. I think Seattle's looked really good pretty much throughout the year, in the last, especially after the first 2 weeks of growing pains. I think they've gotten a lot better consistently.
I just think, and this is week by week, right? Colin and I change this week by week. I think at the end of the year, the Eagles, you know, playoff game right now, Eagles or Seattle, I'm taking the Eagles. But this is why we do these things week by week. And I thought that ref show from Philadelphia, I mean, spare me on that. Folks, this is our top 10 power rankings presented by Good Greek Moving and Storage. You hear me talk about them all the time, folks. But if you're moving soon, I don't want you to stress it. I want you to call my good friend Spiro and Good Greek for your total relocation solution. From packing and storage to local and long distance moves, Spiro and his team at my good friends, Good Greek Moving and Storage, are going to have you covered from start to finish. Trusted by families, businesses, and sports teams like the Hurricanes and the Heat for over two decades. Every single mover for Good Greek Moving and Storage has been through the Spiro Superhero Moving Academy. These are the movers you can trust with your family, folks. Make your next move simple, safe, and stress-free with the world's only total relocation company. And I can't wait to see my good friends at Good Greek coming up here a few Sundays from now.
888-760-3776, number to get into the program on Russo and Rizzo. Mike Rizzo's birthday today, number big 3-1 for him. We got a caller. Callahan from Loxahatchee joins us now. Callahan, welcome in. What's on your mind? What do you got for us?
Hey, man, this date thing, hey, man, he's selling himself short, man. Look here, this is South Florida. There's too many women out here. Have y'all ever seen Friday? He going to be like red. After that date with a cup of coffee, it's just, he going to be crying in the car, man. I'm telling you, hey, dude.
Callahan, give him a little bit of credit. Give him a little bit. What about him putting himself out there?
Hey, dude, I don't set up a lot of people and a lot, and they don't got different things. I know relationships and I know women. That one thing. I know football and I know women. One thing you do not do, you do not let a woman see your weakness. And by him allowing himself to be set up like this, the girl that's setting it up, she doesn't care about this situation.
Oh.
She's having a laugh with her.
So, Callahan, you think HR Anna's just doing this for a laugh, mate?
Hey, man, come on. You're supposed to be his partner. You're supposed to be like homeboy. Look here, man. I got a girl I can set you up with more than you doing a video. A video? Go on a dating site at least, man. I mean, it's South Florida. Hey, come on, man. Hey, Christian, you're 100% right, man. Do not do this, bro. It will lower your self-esteem, man. Do not do this. You're going to cry now. I'm telling you.
Got red from Friday. That's a crazy shot. I've seen that movie 100 times. Listen, partner, I got too much pride to be hung up on this. Listen, I thought thought she was good looking, thought she was a good looking girl. I'm not flying you out. Listen, not flying you out in a helicopter, and I certainly ain't spending $5,000 on Airbnb. All right, but I could take you out for a cup of coffee, have a good time. Kellyanne, I don't think I'm selling myself short. All right, I don't got time to play these games at 31 years old. All right,
bro, I listen to you every day. I respect you, bro. I like you. Trust me. That's why I'm calling. I'm just saying, man, have your plan B, bro.
Fair enough.
Hey, that's all I'm saying. Hey, nice for talking to you, bro. Hey, I love the show, and I'm keep listening, bro. Hey, do your thing.
Appreciate it, Callahan. Yeah, that probably is good advice.
First of all, the water's under the bridge. So he said don't do this like it's like we could change anything.
It already happened. But I see where Callahan's coming from. Have some more pride in yourself. You know, take yourself maybe more seriously, I think it is what I was hearing from that. But I don't know. It's nothing like you guys are acting like I was at a, throwing a football with my shirt off at the beach. That's not what happened here.
You said, please, ma'am, may I have your hand?
No.
Let me please talk to you.
No.
I think you're wrong there.
Yeah, no, I did not. If anything, I made light of it that it's ridiculous that I can't get in contact with you. Okay? I mean, geez.
At least just to say hello.
Rest in peace to the queen, but who do you think you are, Queen Elizabeth? All right, so let's pump the brakes here. All right, I think you're good looking.
Right.
Give me a chance. That's it.
100% right.
If she wanted to, she would have already. That's not sitting outside with the boombox in the rain crying.
I know
crying,
plenty
mate.
Of relationships where at first one side or another was not interested, and eventually they became interested via persistence, and you kept asking. Like that is at a certain point you don't want to creep her out, but asking more than once is not it's not the worst thing in the world.
This is it.
This is the last jumper. This is the last jumper.
There was never even a jumper to be had. This is the only jumper possible.
And I 100% agree.
Give Anna some credit. Anna's a friend.
Well, Callahan said.
Callahan thinks Anna did this to have a laugh.
Yeah, the bag's on you,
yeah,
Mike.
Yeah, no. Dude, Anna's a good friend of mine. Like, she wouldn't do anything to make me look ridiculous just for her and her friend to laugh at me. Anna's not that kind of person. I will defend Anna there. She would not do that to me.
I think this is going to work. I do. Call me a blind optimist, hopeless romantic, if you will.
I told you what I think is going to happen.
What's going to happen?
Lisa, who is her hypothetical name, is just going to go, ha, 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 hey, are you coming on the helicopter still? And we're never going to hear from it again. Christian thinks he's going to be doom scrolling on some godforsaken, TikTok or whatever the hell you kids are on nowadays. And you're going to see me. I don't think that's the case either. So it's probably somewhere in the middle. Between what I think is going to happen and what Christian thinks is going to happen. It's probably falling somewhere in the middle.
You agree with that?
This video is going to surface. Hold on.
You kept talking about the worst case scenario. What's your realistic case scenario here? What's going to happen?
This isn't going to work.
All right.
That's what I think is just, that's
there's definitions
already written
to that.
In the stars.
All right, it's not going to work. Then what? Anything?
I think Mike will look back at this on his 32nd birthday and think, did I actually do that?
You want to know what's going to happen? I'm going to go home. I'm going to watch the World Series in a couple of days. I'm going to fire up the Xbox and the Nintendo Switch, and we're going to live life.
And the sun will come
out
tomorrow.
That's exactly what is going to happen.
Sky's not falling.
I'm going to do the show with you two amazing people every single day, and we're going to have a blast.
You're not building the bomb.
No.
You're not building
the
bomb.
You're
just shooting a jumper.
Man thinks girl is cute. Man tells friend he thinks girl is cute.
A tale as old as time.
Friend who knows girl does her friend a solid who thinks her friend is cute, and that's it.
Naturally,
whatever happens from it, you live with it.
A WWF promo cutting as to why he deserves her hand in a date.
Christian thinks I was sitting there with a glass of vino swirling it around trying to sell myself looking like an idiot. No.
No, you were looking like a perfectly normal person recording a video of themselves asking for her hand in a date.
I don't think that's crazy. That's not crazy.
Who her friend and my friend says, Riz, she's going to love it. This is great. I'm all for this.
I think Callahan had a good point. You're putting a lot of effort and a lot of headspace into this, or we are in South freaking Florida.
Could be honest.
Like, there are so many.
But you got to realize, mate, I'm like, I'm not in the club. I'm not smoking dope. Like, you know, I don't, it's like, I go to work. I work 6 days a week. I go to the gym, and then that's really it. You know, should I maybe get out more? Sure. But like, I'm not like, I'm not out in the club.
You've got the apps.
I agree. If you are looking, you're a little above the apps right now. I don't think you need to be.
But what I'm saying is like, there's nothing wrong with going through a friend to meet somebody.
Absolutely not.
There's nothing wrong with that.
You got met with the stiff denial.
And Callahan's
We don't know that yet.
Callahan's acting like Anna's trying to shake me down for 10 grand so her and a friend could go to club live on Miami.
Not going
to
happen.
It's not happening. Anna's a friend. It's not the case here, all right?
It's not the case. 888-760-3776. Number to get into the show. Is that Steve on 95 joining us now? Steve, welcome in. What are your thoughts on the situation?
This is, my thoughts are, Mike, to quote the great philosopher Kanye West, he takes my money when I'm in need. He's a trifling friend in need. He's a gold digger way over town who digs on me.
Okay. So, Steve, we should forget about this. What if this works?
It's not going to work.
So, Steve, you think she's a material... So, Steve, hey, Stevie, you think she's a materialistic girl and she's got one thing in mind. What can you give me? Do I have you? Do I have that right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well,
I can live with that.
In a material world.
And guess what? Steve. I basically said, listen, I ain't swimming in money, honey. So forget about it. It's either this is going to be an actual relationship where we're going to like each other and be adults, or... You know, you got goodbye. I'm not flying. We're not going to the Florida Keys on a helicopter. Get the hell out of here.
And don't you have your answer already? Because this is clearly what she's interested in.
See, that's not a reason to not put yourself in the game. At least not try to sub yourself in.
I think that's unfair to her. I think she's just a single girl, and she's got guys who like her. She's got guys who think she's cute. That's it. When she finds somebody.
You're giving her a little too much credit here, but I understand. I do see both sides.
Give her the benefit of the doubt.
I made some conclusions from one trip. One trip paid for in full to Nashville.
Which they did 2 weeks ago.
And now there's a second trip. That's pretty tough.
Via helicopter. Helicopters are not easy to access, especially if it's a one-way, if it's not like, you know, a trip around.
Are these the same guys?
No.
All right, that's it. Like, that's done. Come on, man. Jeez Louise. Like, dude.
Mike?
She was like, wait a second. I have more expensive taste than an Airbnb paid in full.
Mike?
I'm too good to be driving or being driven.
Mike?
I need to be flown.
I'll give her the benefit of the doubt.
Mike, I love your optimism here.
I'll give her the benefit of the
Mike,
doubt.
Mike, I'm never going to fault you for giving that a rip. Let it rip. Been that car accident, truck accident, someone has slipped and fall flat on the stairs. My friends Mark Anajar.
Even if it's your birthday.
Mark Anajar and Glenn Levine at Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys are here to fight for you. You know it wasn't an accident? Mike firing off that shot moment about an hour ago. That was not an accident, but if you are in one, they don't even charge you unless you win. They work tirelessly to get you the maximum compensation that you deserve. They are the best around. They're the best in the business for a reason. Don't settle for just any attorney. Demand the best. Demand Anajar and Levine today. Take that one phone call. Take back control of your life. Don't wait. Call for the free consultation today. Call 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Take back Joel Anajar and Levine. That's Mike Rizzo on his 31st birthday. That's Christian Kapp. Colin Russo. We'll get into the 5 and 5, the 5 p.m. hour presented by Good Greek Moving and Storage. Coming up after this on Russo and Rizzo, ESPN 106.3.